to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great week. And if you aren't, ooh, we're so close to the weekend. Can't you just feel it? I hope that makes you feel better if it has been a rough week. I understand. September is a weird month. I've had a lot of people say that to me. And actually, I've had three friends that have lost jobs in this crazy, crazy economy. Well, coming up on this version of AATN in this hour, we have Nail the Score. You know what that means? It means you could have bragging rights if you correctly nail the score of our game of the week that the computer randomly picks. Week two. Wouldn't it be great if I jumped on the air on Monday and said we have a winner and we could crown somebody the winner and they can get all of the prizes because the prize closet is full? I'd be completely psyched if that happened. It is random. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to know how to pick a side, any side, and give us the final score. You know, like 27-21, 14-7, 35-14, whatever. You get my drift. It's pretty easy. So keep this number handy because you're going to blow up the phone lines when we get to it. Sometimes it's tough to get through. Or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Quickly at the top, we'll dive into it. You know, the Tea Party and what happened with Christine O'Donnell in Delaware and a couple of other candidates for some other offices across the country in the primaries, shocking a lot of the old guard Republicans, is waking up a lot of people across America who have hot opinions. Either they hate the Tea Party and think the Tea Party is nothing but a bunch of fruits and nuts, or they embrace the Tea Party and say, listen, the idea behind the whole thing was to go out, voice your concerns, and say, we can't take this crap anymore. We need something to change. So however you view it, it's definitely creating the biggest buzz on the week. Here's David Webb, his view on the Tea Party.
To not just get the message out, but to explain so that people understand what it's really all about in context. And once they do and they look at it and they step back from the party labels, that will deliver votes at the polling booth. What I'd like to see us do is take enough seats to take the House back. The Senate is going to be a tough road. I don't know if we'll take the Senate, but I think our best bet is to get into the House and then stop some of the policies that are coming through Congress.
All right, so the question is the House or the Senate, and he's right, the Senate will be tougher because you're talking about needing 10 seats in the Senate, and that's going to be very, very tough to cough up. Easier, I think, when it comes to the House. James Carville, never shy on sharing his opinions. He talked about the Tea Party, the power, and what it means as far as Republicans are concerned.
The Tea Party is more powerful in the Republican Party than African Americans and organized labor combined are in the Democratic Party. The Tea Party is the Republican Party now. This is not a fringe element of the Republican Party. This woman O'Donnell is right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I agree with him there. I think a lot of Republicans woke up and realized, ooh, now we have to be serious about this. After the comments of Karl Rove, who came back and later said, I'm not a Republican, that's not what I'm talking about. You know, as he appears on Fox, was one of their commentators he was on, I think, with Bill O'Reilly, and then just got a shellacking the next day. So he donated a bunch of money to her campaign and said that actually he ended up helping her. She doesn't care because now the Republicans are embracing the campaign. In other words, they're dumping the money into it. Would you put your money on peace in the Middle East? Remember, there's supposed to be meetings every 2 weeks, and that was determined a couple of weeks ago in Washington. So Hillary Clinton is in the middle of this one this time, and she says thumbs up to what's happening.
I would say they're in a constructive channel, and that has been very reassuring to us.
That's political doublespeak for I don't have crap to tell you, so I'm going to say that, yeah, it's constructive. Listen, I've said this a million times. Can you blame somebody for trying? No, that's fine. Every president tries. and every president ultimately fails in a way. When I say they fail, because the ultimate peace, how do you get the peace, the Palestinians, the Gaza Strip, Israel? I don't see it. Somebody's going to have to give here, and who's going to give to make it possible? You know, this is a contract that has to be a little bit one-sided for it to work, and I don't believe that that's going to happen. You know, we're talking about thousands of years of history, of feelings. When you talk about the Middle East overall, not so much obviously on that strip of land because it hasn't been that long. We go back to the end of the war, but the feelings that are bursting at the seams across the entire Middle East it's a tough nut to crack. I have no words. I have no great descriptive things to say because I've already said them all. And yeah, try to extend the olive branch, try to make something happen. But I'm thinking it's not going to happen in my lifetime. We're not going to see peace in the Middle East. Sam might have a different perspective. Hey, Sam, how are you in Montreal?
As always, simply fantastic.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet. You know, Julie and I are going like having a great time. Her daughter's in Italy and having a great time there.
Good.
And you just mentioned a waste of time, breath, energy, security, and most of all, money. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's get Wayne Brady, because he's the new host of Let's Make a Deal now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him to broker peace. He'll go to the Palestinians. Either take this land or take what's behind door number three.
Hey, he's doing Let's Make a Deal. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wayne Brady.
He'd be good at that.
He is good at that.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, or as Mr. Burns would say, excellent.
Good. So, all right. So, yeah, what's behind this door? Let's flip a coin. Do you agree to flip a coin? And if you lose, then so sorry. You give the land back.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because
I just don't see it happening. I just do not see. You're talking about moving settlements. You're talking about hardcore feelings. And there's no magic potion.
You want to hear the funny part? My first trip to Israel, I went to a seminar. And one of the lectures was on the history of war. And I remember asking the lecturer after the lecture, if World War III was to ever start, would it ever start in the Middle East? He said, he looked at me with this confident look and went, yep. And he thought it'd be Muammar Gaddafi. Now we're thinking it could be,
Ahmadinejad.
I went, Ahpui. That's what I call him. Ahpui. Now I'm thinking whoever says no here could start World War III. If you know what I mean. I mean, if the Palestinians don't like it, you'll have, you know, like Hamas and other people who will come in.
Mm.
And then, you know, then next thing you know, then if the Palestinians get too much, you'll get a bunch of right-wing Israelis who will go in and start. I mean, like you said, there is no end.
There's no end. Hey, you want to try, you want to do the diplomatic thing, great, but I don't see it happening. I know one thing that's happening. Coming up next, we have Nail the Score. Thanks, Sam. Hang through, everyone.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who is it going to be this time around? Jacksonville at San Diego, the Giants in Indianapolis, the Battle of the Manning Brothers. Even Monday Night Football, New Orleans and San Francisco. How about Houston off to a great start and the Redskins who knocked off the Dallas Cowboys the week before? Could it be a triple treat at FedEx Field? Perhaps. Pittsburgh and Tennessee, both with wins under their belts. Miami and Minnesota, the Vikings not winning that first one, hoping to turn that around still very early in the season. Green Bay, a lot of people like Aaron Rodgers' chances this year and the Packers' chances to go to the Super Bowl. They're taking on Buffalo this time around. Man, interesting games to be sure that will be played this weekend in the NFL. Remember, all you have to do is correctly pick the team that you think is going to win and tell us the score, and that's it. And you could be in the money or in the prizes, so to speak. Or, like our pal Dave in Vermont, for one, there's about maybe eight people that do this, you can send us your guess at americatonight.net. So let's pull out the computer, and without further ado, Donovan, let the computer fly. Wow, I'm choked up on this one. It's going to be in Indianapolis, the Giants and the Colts that will battle it out for Nail the Score at Lucas Oil Stadium. Don't you love the name of that one? Lucas Oil. So which one of the Manning brothers comes through? You know, there are a lot of high hopes on Indy. They didn't look so great in the first game. The Giants won their opener easily, and it should be a good game. It's the Sunday night game again. I love the Sunday night game. So the choice of that one is pretty good to me. In analyzing it from my perspective and looking at Peyton Manning facing Eli for this. This is only the second time, right? I think what he's going to try to do is not have an 0-2 start, first of all, right? They don't want to have that happen. The Colts just looked brutal against the Texans. I mean, it was ridiculous how many yards were run up against them. The defense looked like it had more holes than Swiss cheese. I think this was an anomaly, and I think that it'll be a little bit different this time around. What's happened with Indy, like a few other teams, is the fact that their offensive line is weakened by injuries, and that's hurt them. But no coaches want to use injuries as an excuse because everybody else has to deal with injuries too, whether it's to a safety or a tackle or a guard or whoever. I'm going to say that they're playing in front of the home crowd. That will help them get up. That is a loud place. The folks in Indy are so loud and proud. It's crazy. And they weren't able to run the ball last time around when the two teams met. But you know what? That was back. Can you believe it? Back in 2006. So I'm going to say Indy takes this, and the final score is going to be, it's going to be tight. I'm going to say it's going to be 27-21. You know, flip a coin. This could be go either way. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Officially nailed the score. Woo! And look who is first in line. Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking?
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I hate to bust your bubble again.
Why?
Giants 24, Colts 17.
Oh, of course, you're always picking opposite of me.
Well, sure. I know football.
Oh, right.
I'm a male, you're a female. That's all that needs to be said.
All right. Can I just tell you that for 12 years I covered the NFL?
Yeah, but
how much did you cover the NFL? Did you cover Pee Wee football?
No.
Listen, you and I both know, you could take any, I'm serious, the great Peter King, who I think is one of the best in the NFL, and he knows everybody and their brother, but you could take Peter King and Jay Glazer from Fox, and they could take all their tools in their toolbox and pull them out. And you know when they predict, they don't have they have as much of a chance as you and I do of picking the right team.
Sure. Yeah, it's the way the ball bounces, you never know.
That's right, and it is the way the ball bounces and how you protect that ball. Who fumbles and who doesn't score on third downs and what happens in the red zone.
Missed catch or missed fumble or missed play or something, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's why I said, every time I interviewed coaches, they never, even if they were really battered, they never wanted to use injuries as an excuse because team has to deal with injuries.
But what do you think of that little girl didn't win that contest? That 10-year-old girl on American Idol, wherever that is.
American Idol. Do you think I watch American Idol? Do you think, Rick, I have time to watch American Idol?
Well, it's a singing show. You go out and sing. She's 10 years old and she got beat out.
I didn't see it, but...
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it. But she got... Was she good?
Oh, she's fantastic.
All right, well, we're going to Google it and we'll see if we can... see if I can do something.
She's worth listening to. You'd be amazed.
All right.
Okay, you take care.
I will check it out. Good luck to you, Mr. Giant fan, suddenly. All right, let's move from Rick in Illinois to Jose in Kentucky. Jose, number two.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think, Jose? Who do you like?
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Another for the G-Men.
Yes.
What do you think? What score?
17-13.
Wow, 13. So you're thinking that defenses are going to play a big part in this and that Indianapolis is going to have a hard time again putting points on the board.
Yeah, I don't think the brothers want to make each other upset.
Are you kidding? Do you have any brothers? I have a brother, and we want to crush each other every time we play tennis.
Yeah, sure.
I realize that this is professional and all that. You know, Indy is favored by 5.5, but I think you can throw that out. They struggled last week. They could struggle this week. I mean, who knows? Maybe the defenses will be part of the story. Thanks, Jose. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's see. Oh, Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Debbie, not Betty.
Not Betty tonight.
Yeah, I recognize your voice now. I would have picked that out. Okay, so, Debbie, who do you like in this one?
Well, I'm thinking Indy. I'm going with you, and I'm going to say it's going to be pretty close. I'm thinking 27-24.
Oh, that's good. That means
I think the brothers are... Honey, I think the brothers are going to battle, just like you said, sibling rivalry.
Oh, they have. They kid each other. They both already won Super Bowls. Who cares? So they're, so they, you know, I mean, like, there's not the burden of, oh, my brother's in pro football. He's barely hanging on to his gig, and he can't, you know, I won the big one. I get all the accolades. They even do commercials together. So I think it'll be bragging rights between them off the field. And
I agree. I agree totally, because I've got four brothers and sisters, and we compete with everything.
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever played, you know, I'm like huge into cards, whether it's poker or whatever. But
yeah, we played poker.
yeah, but even if we're playing Uno, it's like cutthroat Uno.
Oh, yeah, that's how we are. I mean, you're playing to win. We used to play pool. You're playing to win. You can't beat me.
Absolutely.
I think the boys are going to be, darling. Well, you had a good night. And tell Dr. E that I think we work at the same place, too.
Boy, all
say AR, if you're on there, Dr. E, listening, AR four-cylinder. You'll understand that.
All right, there you go. We're talking about the plant. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Deb.
All right, honey. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. The game of the week, if you just jumped on for Nail the Score, is Indianapolis hosting the Giants. You know, a lot will be played up about the Manning brothers, but that's not really the story. I mean, yes, they're two teams. It's who's going to establish a run game, who's going to put up the points. Joseph Addai had all 10 Indy carries last week for the 44 yards, and they got to have more than that. They've got to have a run game. So if they can't establish that, I think that'll hurt Peyton, and it'll hurt the Colts. But I'm saying that, and I pick the Colts because I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be able to do that, and it's in front of their home folks. I mean, that stadium is loud. Not that all of them aren't, but I think that the Giants are going to have a rougher day. They'll have a fumble or two that might cost them. You might disagree, but here's the deal. You just got to nail the score, okay? See you in a few.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We're doing that nail the score thing. You can send in your guess at americatonight.net or give us a call at 800-259-5791. Week two in the NFL, and the game of the week is the Sunday night game again, believe it or not. Indianapolis taking on the Giants in Indy. It's being billed as the Manning Brothers Part 2. The two met on the field back in 2006 with their respective teams. But forget about the history there because that was 4 years ago. So what happens this time around? It's a big game for both of them. Indy looked terrible against the Texans last week, and they lost. The Giants crushed, and they would love to have a 2-0 edge. They're second in the NFC East right now. But it's early going. I mean, you know, just to... It's weird. It's a short season, right? 16 games, and soon to be 18 games. But 16 games, and in the beginning, I don't care how much training camp they have and reps and preseason games, it's just not the same. So there's things that get ironed out in the first couple, but no team wants to lose their first couple of games because you need them. You want to get up there as fast as you can in case you drop some as you get further down the road in the thick of your schedule and before your bye week. And, you know, both Mannings are going to have a big game. Eli's going to want to have a big game for sure. He had a great game on the first week, and he was like, what, 20 of 30 for 263 yards, something like that. He had a handful of touchdowns, three touchdowns to Hakeem Nicks. And, you know, and when the interceptions came, the interceptions were all tipped off of receivers' hands, and that made the big difference, I think. So you decide. It doesn't matter about all this analysis I'm throwing out there as to what happened. It's all about who wins in the end, okay? So who do you think wins? Is it the Colts or is it the Giants this time around. And forget about 2006, because I'm already getting emails about 2006. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening this year. And we can talk about head-to-head, and we can talk about all the other factors, but forget that, okay? All right, quickly, let's take a whole bunch of them. Let's go to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel, what do you say?
I say Colts 24 to 19.
24 to 19. Okay, so you think, again, we're going to see some big passing out of Peyton Manning and maybe some run game. They need to work on that.
I think Peyton's going to go back in and look at everything. He studies the game better than anybody I've ever seen playing football.
Yeah, you know what? He was like that even at Tennessee. I mean, he absorbed it. You're right.
Yeah, he's ready to go, but the Chiefs are going to win, too, this weekend.
Oh, are you a Chiefs fan? Of course you're a Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah, I grew up in Kansas City.
Well, the Chiefs last year, what a terrible season. It can only get better. And, of course, they got one out of the gate, too. So if they win this week, that's two, right?
Yeah, that's two.
Yeah, so that would be good. All right, Herschel, we got you locked and loaded.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Good luck. Clifford in Missouri, longtime player of Nail the Score. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to have to go with the Giants 28-21.
28-21, the G-men again. All right. You think it's going to be the guys in blue. Thanks, Clifford. We're sticking in Missouri. Let's go to Brian in Missouri. Hey, Bri.
I'll go Giants 17-14. It's going to come down to a field goal.
Ooh. I hope it does come down to a field goal, because that means that I have not wasted my time in this Sunday night thriller.
it'd also be a miracle if the Rams could do something this week.
Are you a Rams fan?
Yes, up until the time that they went down the crapper, as they say, after the Super Bowl team.
Boy, and that's been a long time, that Super Bowl team. That you have to go back to the Kurt Warner era for that. So we are winding the clock back. Right?
Because they went through, by my count, at least two head coaches since then. And Mike Marks is in Chicago now, so... Yeah, we're winding the clock back, but hopefully they've got a decent team with that new quarterback this year.
Well, you know what's good about St. Louis? Well, this one's on the road. They're playing Oakland, and they're the afternoon game, as you know. And both of those teams, Oakland didn't set the world on fire in their opener either, so they both lost their home openers. And, you know, that it would be very disappointing for Ram fans, I'm sure, the same thing to fall into that hole. The bad thing about the Rams, though, is they've been the league's worst team, not to pound you with this, since the last 3 years. So maybe in a way they can only get better, because what were they last year, 1-15?
It was so terrible, they even quit carrying the games over here and just carried the Chicago games.
I love that. Forget it. I know if you're a fan of the Rams, you're going to have to find them on the Internet or somewhere else or at a bar. So they did pick up, remember they picked up Sam Bradford with their pick in the draft, which I don't think that was a bad deal. But we'll see what happens. But keep your fingers crossed. I think it'll be better than 1-15 anyway.
It'll be much worse.
That's right. Have a good weekend. That's rough when you're rooting for the Rams. All right, let's go to Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Now, before you give me your guess, I forget. Aren't you a fan? Who are you a fan of?
Giants.
Oh, that's right. So this is a layup. You're picking the Giants, aren't you?
Right.
What do you think?
27-17.
Wow. Oh, this will be a fun game to watch, though, on Sunday night, right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love Sunday night. I love all of football, but I love Sunday night football, too. All right, good luck, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
A lot of people in Connecticut are Giants fans. That makes sense. And some Jets fans, though, although most of the Jet fans are still the traditional New Yorkers. And you have New Jersey. Some people in northern New Jersey would root for the Giants, too. It's confusing because there's so many teams in that area. Well, I guess the Jets and the Giants and You go down south and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate. Good morning to you.
Did you hear that shout out that you got from Debbie?
I got right on the end of it when I turned the radio on coming out of the plant.
She said something about that you would understand about four cylinders?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, she would understand mine, too. Tank 1ED.
I love this inside dope. That's good.
Yeah.
Who do you like, the Giants or the Colts?
I'm kind of torn between the two brothers, but has 17-14 been taken for the Giants?
Yes, it has. Bryan in Missouri took that one.
Okay. How about 28-27 then? Giants.
No, 28-27 will work, Giants. That's good because there are other guesses around it. All right, so I love it. All of you are taking the Giants for the most part on the road in Indy. Wow. Not a lot of faith in Peyton. All right, Dr. E, thanks. Clarence is also in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence. Clarence, are you with us? Maybe we have the wrong caller. Clarence, going once, going twice.
Yes.
Is this Clarence?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Clarence, sorry, I guess we couldn't hear you. What do you think? Who do you like in this one?
Well, I'm really sort of discouraged from last weekend, the Dallas game. That was terrible.
It was terrible. Dallas was terrible. The penalties, Alex Barron, the offensive lineman who filled in, needs to go away. It was bad.
Yes, it was. When we were playing ball, we would go have a one-on-one drill. You tie one hand behind your back, and you stay between the quarterback and your man.
Yeah.
It's all in footwork.
Yeah, that's good. You're right, because it's easy to jump off the line to look across the line and go for it. And Nate Newton told me that same thing. Nate Newton did the same kind of drill that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't see Peyton Manning losing two straight.
Yeah, I can't either.
I would go 27-20 Indy.
27-20 Indy. All right, we are locked and loaded on that guess. Thanks, Clarence.
All right, thank you.
All right, 27-20. He thinks like I do. I said the same thing. I said 27-21 Indy. I don't know that I see Peyton Manning losing two in a row, but anything can happen, some fumbles, whatever. And that's what it's about in coverage. It's who breaks the routes. And I already mentioned this. This is a 16-game season. Nobody wants to go two down, but it just takes those few little mistakes, the costly penalties, not being able to convert on the third downs, and then before you know it, you know, that's the situation. You're in the proverbial hole. A lot of people are also emailing me guesses. You can do that at americatonight.net. I got one here from Peggy in Iowa, and she says, I don't know anything about nailing the score, but I'm going to try it, Kate. I have to say Indy 45 and those pesky New Yorkers 27. Wow, that would be some game. Definitely take the over on that one. More Nail the Score coming up.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get past the people, get past the human man. Yeah. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Go down the grip, let don't say ow, ow. But show the people, I don't know what to do about.
All right, let's jump to it and rifle off a bunch of them. Indy and the Giants in Indianapolis. This is Nail the Score. If you just tuned in and you think we're going to be talking about the Tea Party or that horrific thing that happened at John Hopkins, we will, but just not right now because we're nailing the score. Week two in the NFL, if you correctly nail the score, you get massive bragging rights. I mean, I will write about you all over the website, plus on the air. And more importantly, you get the prizes. So let's see if somebody can be a winner this time around. Let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. Are you there with those horses?
Oh, yeah. Playing around like usual.
How was your event last week?
Which event?
Didn't you have a world event?
Kind of
equestrian event?
I haven't made it yet. It's coming.
Okay, so you're just getting ready for it.
Oh, yeah. it's going to be big. So, anybody got the Colts 24-21?
No, you have it. 24-21 Colts. You got it.
That sounds good.
All right, it does sound good. You and I are on the same side of this one, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kate.
Okay, Charlie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Kate. See if I can go 2-0. I got the skins right when everybody was picking the boys last week. So I'm going to go with Indy 31-17.
Ooh, yeah, Peyton Manning making up for last week and the home crowd and all that. You think they're going to really light them up?
Well, I think they're going to be awful sore after starting out every year about 10-0 and dropping their home opener. So I think they're going to come back at it.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back at it, too. All right, Charlie, my man, you are in the book.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Texas and Dan in Texas. Dan, aren't you glad it's not the Cowboys in Chicago this time around that we're trying to nail this corporate?
You would pour salt in my wound.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, Donna, 2721 Indy.
Wait, 2721 Indy. Okay, no one has that. Good. So you've got it, 2721. That's a good one.
One more little thing. To all my Democratic friends, let's make all these blue dog Democrats dead dog Democrats in November.
It's looking like it could happen, too. I'll tell you, it's a better chance of that happening than the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. Thanks, Dan. All right, 800-259-5791. So Dan has my score, which I should tell everyone, you can always take my score if you can't come up with one or you just feel like, I don't know what it's going to be. So he's got the same score as me, and that's okay. 27-21, because I'm not eligible for the prizes. Jamie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I think I'm going to take Indy 31-21.
Ooh, that's good. 31-21, because Charlie has 31-17. So you're giving Eli credit for another couple of points. And
yeah, since those Cowboys didn't do us any good, I figured we'd better go the other way this time.
I like that. We'll see. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
All right, week two in the NFL, and I like this game. I know I've said this before. The Sunday night games, not for nothing, but Dick Ebersol running NBC over there, he's getting that prime choice schedule, and we'll see. We'll see what this billing lives up to be, but on paper it looks like it could be pretty interesting, and because it's the second game, it should be better anyway. It's interesting when you look at the Manning brothers and you look at the stats. Eli, this is first off the board. Eli was 20 of 30 last week. He had 263 yards and 3 TDs, right? And Peyton was 40 of 57. Check it out. He had 433 yards and 3 touchdowns. But who cares? They lost. It's like, I can't remember who I was talking to, a writer, sports writer, and he was saying it doesn't matter how many yards they have. It's ultimately, so what if they shatter passing records? But where are they in the win column? That's the key. All right, we don't have much time left, so if you want to try to get in, you got to do it fast. I have people pouring in on the email, too. I'll get to those, I promise. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Here's one from Bridget in Vermont. I don't think we've ever heard from Bridget in Vermont. Kate, I'm not much of a football fan. I'm all about baseball, baby. Look out. Here come the Yankees. But I thought it was fun listening, and I would give it a whack anyway. Put me down for the Giants. A lot of my pals in Vermont are Giant fans, believe it or not. So I'm going to say that the Giants win this one, even though they're in Indy that you keep saying. And I like the score 34-7. Wow. Oh, that'd be a rough day for Colts fans. Oh, that'd be embarrassing if it turned out to be that. But you know what? Turnovers, mistakes. And they would never, if Eli ended up on the other side of that game, and I just can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what the Thanksgiving table would be like between the two brothers and how they would just trash talk each other if it came down to, hey, you only got 7 points in front of your home crowd. Ooh. I don't know that it'll come down to that, but I think it'll be closer, and I think it has a chance to be a pretty decent game. At least I hope it will be. And really, to be fair, both teams have injuries that they're dealing with, some key injuries, and that's what happened with the Giants out of the gate. They've got a few that they're going to have to worry about, like they've got a tight end, Kevin Boss, who's out. He had a concussion. He was a crazy thing there. He was slammed on the opening drive. What a way to start a season, huh? Because these guys, If you're ever down on the field, if you ever get a chance to go down the field on the sidelines, go. And it's like, I might have said this last week, it's like freight trains crashing into each other. And to have that happen on the first play, boy, that's rough, especially with these concussions because there's so much worry over the concussions. Okay, let's go to Alan, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Alan, what's your guess?
First time caller.
Good, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I like 3128.
3128, Giants or Indy?
Giants.
Giants, all right. 3128, I like that score because that means that we're going to be enthralled by this game, Alan, on Sunday night, right to the very bitter end.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. All right, you got it. G-Men, you're locked and loaded, Alan. Thanks for the call. Glad that you found us. 800-259-5791. I think if you're going to get in, you're going to have to get in real quick. 800-259-5791. Here's one from the Raging Cajun. Howdy, what's up? I got to tell you, I love listening to the show, but I'm loving this nail, the score. What's up with those Kentucky boys? So many of them picking the Giants. Come on. It's all about Peyton. Don't they know their football? Peyton wins this one, and he rolls, sister. I like Indy to win it 45-21. 45-21. The Raging Cajun fighting words. Talking about the guys in Kentucky. We love the Bluegrass State. They do know their football. They definitely know their hoops. There's no question about that. But football, too. I mean, football now, I wonder if we rank the sports, which really, to me, probably comes down to the big four. Forget hockey because nobody's putting hockey above everything else except for Sam and Montreal. So I would say it's down to baseball and the great game of football as to what would be number one, but all the polls and all the money and all the paraphernalia that's sold, I'm going to say that football has it by a long shot, and certainly in the money department probably, except for baseball has a longer season, you know. If you don't have a baseball team, by the way, I'm recruiting for the Phillies. Think good thoughts for my Phils. They're right there on top in the NL East, although many of you are probably Braves fans. Hey, good luck with Nail the Score this week. We'll be watching.